Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Linda here with Alpha Star Radio. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. I know I am, nice and relaxed. Kind of sick of turkey, though. I don't think I'm eating that for a while. I'm sick of poultry. I'm sure a great many of you are as well. Got some changes in the stars coming up for the forecast for this week. Before I get into that, I do want to tell you that we do have some days of caution. That's for the 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th of this month, which is right now. We're into a phase where you'll see all kinds of police action, violence, riots, CIA, murders, rape. All of this will make the weekend news. So when you see the news and you see all these things happening, you will know why. This energy also brings famous deaths, as we have already heard about Florence Henderson and Fidel Castro. So this type of energy does take the rich and the famous away. True fact on that one. Now we have a little bit of an announcement to make here. I'm going to be doing things a little differently on my podcast. And the reason is because Dragus Productions, who runs various radio networks on the internet, is going to start taking clips of my show when I start doing the astrology forecast and playing them during their commercials. So we'll get a little more exposure, and we'll also read the stars to people on different networks. So it's a win-win for both of us. So thank you, Mark. I don't know if you're listening or not, but I'm looking forward to working with you on that. Something exciting to look for. So on that note, I am going to start my forecast for the week of November 28th through December 4th. Now, before I get into the new moon, we do have that coming too. But the forecast for this week is going to be when the new moon hits on the 29th. I believe that as it's at 7:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it is in the sign of Sagittarius, the fiery sign of Sagittarius. The governing planets for this week are going to be Jupiter, which is the Lord of Luck and Expansion, and also Saturn, which rules government and politics. Uranus will make its face known in some ways. It'll show its face a little later on that week, and I'll explain more about that in the next broadcast, which I will start doing weekly forecasts for all of you. Now, the new moon in Sagittarius is all about adventure. It's about higher knowledge. It's about the law. It's also the animal kingdom. It rules the Native American realm as well and indigenous people. Now, it's going to be a time when the new moon hits for merriment, good times, planning our Christmas parties and festivities. It's also a good time for laughing. This new moon is perfect time to kick off any kind of holiday parties. Getting festive, it's also a great time to purchase any type of new animal. Like I said in my last broadcast, this is the perfect time to invest in new pets. It's blessed under the stars. If you get a pet at that time, that animal will bring you many, many years of happiness and joy. It's also a good time to do a little Christmas shopping. Now, I do want to read this forecast because a friend of mine had come at me and said that she was reading something in a book. It's actually a great book, and I want to refer it to a great many of you. It's called The Daily Planetary Guide Through Llewellyn's Catalog 2016. Very interesting book, and if you're into astrology, I guarantee it's kind of a must-have, along with the moon sign book. I use these a lot, but she said to me she had read somewhere that if we follow the show Scandal, which I don't, I've never seen it, I know nothing about it. She says the stars, the astrologer that's doing that blog about it is saying that it's going to get interesting this week. So I said, okay, let me go look and see what I see. But she said he was using the example, the show Scandal is what it's going to look like come Tuesday, November 29th. So I started looking around, and here's what I found out. For that week, wherever this moon hits us by house and sign, you will feel its effects. Mostly positive in some ways, but there are some interesting aspects taking place right now. The new moon's going to be square when it goes into effect with Neptune, and that's not too good when that happens. We will see people in high places getting exposed in a lot of ways. A lot of dirt will come out. In the political realm, this is going to be kind of disastrous in a great many ways. How do I explain it? You're going to see some interesting things coming starting that week in that realm. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get dirty. And it's just going to be, ugh. Like I said, Jupiter and Saturn are the ruling planets. So anytime you have Saturn, that's the realm of politics and government. What I do worry about with this phase is up there at Standing Rock, I don't think that's going to get any more peaceful. I'm hoping so. I'm hoping this new moon blesses those Native Americans up there, but that's going to get ugly too, and that's going to make, well, it makes independent news. It doesn't make national news. But that is what's getting ready to happen for that week. We have that squaring off. But on a positive note, like I said, with this new moon energy, it is a good time to, you know, get involved with planning your festivities with family and friends, you know. Stay away from the TV as much as you can, because it is going to get kind of depressing. Even though we're in a new moon phase, it's not going to be of the most positive news. Let's see what else can... Oh, and here's another positive. On December 2nd, Mercury moves into Capricorn. It's a time to focus on finalizing any loose ends you had going during the year. You know, you want to tie up those business ends and personal things. Capricorn and Mercury kind of creates a sense of humor that has to deal with irony and dry wit. So us Cappies, myself included, will be full of it on December 2nd in the humor department. So that's a kind of a good thing. Be prepared. Back to the political realm. I see December being a very harsh month for Donald Trump. Not going to be easy for him, as this is one of his negative months, as he's operating under one of his negative dragon days in December. I see that around December 24th, 25th, 26th will be the most trying time for him, politically speaking. Let me look real quick. Yes, 25th, 26th, 27th for Donald Trump. Those will be days of negativity for him. Won't be good. I mean, it's either going to be on a personal level or a political level. But he will make the news, and it will be a difficult month for him in a great many ways. Anyway, that is your forecast for November 28th through December 4th. And I want to wish everyone a, you know, wonderful holiday season. Like I said, December will be an interesting month for a great many of us in the future and for things to come. Remember that we are operating on a Virgo Pisces universal axis area. The energy is in, the head is in Virgo, tail's in Pisces. This is in effect till the end of April of 2017. So with that being said, more problems will arise in the Middle East. I don't think that the Neptunian negative energy is going to go out like a lamb. I think it'll leave like a lion. And so March will be an interesting month for a great many things. Oil, water, flooding, things like that. Psychiatric issues, poisoning, drugs, that's all realm of Neptune and Pisces. So with that being said, keep an eye out for March. And then our energy does change starting after the end of April of 2017, and we actually move into call it the fiery Uranic dragon, which takes place spring, and this will go through, I think, October of 2018, if my calculations were right. I didn't write it down, and I can't remember offhand. 18 months energy. I call it the changing of the guards when this happens, and the world at large takes on this energy. With that being said, you're getting ready to have a tail in Aquarius, head in Leo. So it's going to be about the children in the next year and a half, about humanitarianism. But it also, on its negative, it's going to be about nukes, UFOs, shocking news. The incredible will happen in a lot of ways. There'll be things that are going to take place in the next year and a half that you're going to go, oh, my God, is this really happening? It's interesting times to be in. A little bit scary, but also very exciting as well. You know, it's a 50-50 thing here. But with that being said, I want to thank everyone for joining me, and this podcast will be up and ready to go. For those of you who missed it, like I said, have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. Be safe out there. And remember, wherever the new moon falls by your house and sign, that will have great effects on you. I will blog about this on Alpha Star Radio. Like I said, I will start doing weekly podcasts, so as the weeks go on, I will be incorporating more information. And I don't post these anywhere else anymore except my Alpha Star page. I've stopped posting in groups, and I've stopped posting publicly as much as I can on Facebook just to keep things private, as I've been advised by people who have have educated me on this to be selective in who I give my knowledge to. And so that's why I kind of am doing this on the underground from now on. It doesn't mean you can't share it with people of like mind. I don't have a problem with that. Just remember, though, whatever happens this week in the news, people are victims to their own stars. So don't feed into the negativity of that. Don't get caught up in any of the political BS that's going to come our way with the I hate Trump and you I hate Hillary or any of that stuff. Realize that the United States of America right now is under a karmic order. A karmic order. Good and bad. That being said, stay tuned till next week. Light and love to all, and I will be back next week. Peace out. In nomine Christi.